Believe it or not, this actually isn't my main podcast. This is a supplementary one to my main one, Eagle Eyes on Tech, which I highly recommend you check out. anchor.fm/Eagle Eyes on Tech. Long form of this podcast, about a good hour once a week. I highly recommend checking it out. We cover a lot more there than we do here. Fresh dose of tech news and insight. This is the Early Burb Briefing. It is Saturday, May 8th, 2021. This is the Early Burb Briefing. I'm Eagle Falcon. Do you remember Windows 10X? Yeah, I kind of forgot about it too, but it's... Well, it's in the news again, and kind of for the reason you kind of expect. Windows 10X, for those who don't know, was supposed to be another variant of Windows 10 that was going to be mostly focused on ARM-based systems and also include features for dual-screen devices. This was part of Microsoft's big push with the Surface Duo, and also that Android phone with the two screens that just didn't really... That ended up being a bit of a letdown, and that was mostly due to its price, but I digress. So, what happened? We're supposed to be seeing that operating system, and along with that, the Surface Duo. What's going on? Well, rumors have it that in fact, Windows 10X is never going to see the light of day. Instead, its features are going to be baked into raw Windows 10, which is pretty much turning Windows 10 faster and faster into a giant... what's the right way to describe it? It is very quickly turning into just a giant hot mess of an operating system that's trying to do it all. It's trying to be around for tablets, and honestly, as someone who owns a Windows 10 tablet, it's okay at it. It's trying to be a desktop operating system, which it's good at most of the time. Now it's going to try and be a dual screen sort of booklet sort of operating system as well, and I have confidence it can do it fairly well. But I'll tell you what, if Windows 10 wants to be this end-all, be-all operating system that's good on all platforms, it needs, underline, needs to reevaluate how it works on mobile. Like the dual screen feature, you know, you can make that work, right? But this whole thing about the way you navigate on a tablet environment, that needs to be addressed. If you hope to use Windows 10 as it stands right now as an operating system for devices with 7, 8, 9, 10 inch screens that are meant to be touched. That's pretty much where I'm going to leave that at. I, for one, am going to try and keep an open mind, but, you know, Android's kind of going through this phase right now where it's reevaluating how smoothly it runs. Windows 10 needs to do this self-reflection as well. That's going to do it for me. Stay safe and stay healthy.